Lesson number 2, page 3. To continue with the lesson, name Pefai. Name Pefai, who is this? Ash Pefai. Ash Pefai, what is this? Fanim. Fanim, whose? Fanim Pefai, whose? Whatever object I'm pointing at is this. Fanim Pefai, whose is this or whose is it? Fanim Pe Paikash, as an example. Fanim Pe Paikash, whose pen it is? Ash Pe Pekran, Ash Pe Pekran, what's your name? And if we are asking a lady, we use Ash Pe Peran. Ash Pe Peran. So yours, for masculine nouns we use Pek. For masculine feminine noun we use Pe. Ash Pe Pekran for a man, and the answer is Paran Pe Mark. If we are talking to Mary, we ask her Ash Pe Peran, and she answers Paran Pe Marie. On in Coptic means also. Anok on, me also. Anon on, we also. Anok Pe, it's me. And if I am a lady, then I will say Anok Te. So Pe is for the single masculine nouns, Te is for single feminine nouns, and Ne are for plural, whether masculine or feminine. So let's learn them again. Anok Pe, Anok Te, Anon Ne. Now for a practical use, let's learn this. Nofri, Nofri, like good, and we use it as hi or hello. Nofri. Nofri Shai, Nofri Shai, happy feast. At Nofri, At Nofri, useless, no good. Nashe, Nashe, a lot. Amoy, hopefully so, I wish, like in Arabic Yareet. Miyok for masculine, and Miyo for feminine, it's like bravo or well done. Now try to memorize what I just read. So close your eyes, relax, and listen carefully. Nim, Ash. Fanim, Fanim Pefai. Fanim Pe Paikash. Next group. Ash Pe Pekran, Ash Pe Peran, Paran Pe Mark, Paran Pe Marie. Next, on, Anok on, Anon on. Anok Pe, Anok Te, Anon Ne. Then the expressions. Nofri, Nofri Shai, At Nofri. Nashe, Amoy. Miyok and Miyo.